Today, dear children, is the feast of a great saint and doctor of the church by the name of Saint Jerome. Saint Jerome was born during the times of the early church. He was born around the year 331. And when he was a young adult, he was sent by his father to study in Rome. He sent him off to Rome to study there, and he learned a great many things. He learned Latin, and he learned Greek, and he learned rhetoric, and all these great studies out there in that wonderful city. However, while he was there, he also encountered many dangers there that he didn't turn himself away from. He didn't fight against avoiding situations of temptation. And so he encountered and enjoyed many great worldly and sinful pleasures in Rome. And because he didn't fight these things, later on in his life, it caused him great hardships. Because as he grew a little older, he one day converted himself totally to the faith. I mean, he was always a Christian, but he wanted to be totally devoted to God. And yet, year after year, he would go on in this endeavor, and he'd always be brought back to these temptations. He'd always be tortured by remembering the things that he had seen while he spent time in Rome. And that's why it's so important for us children to always be extra careful, always to guard ourselves against even the slightest opportunity for temptation to creep in. We have to be super careful, especially around things like television and magazines and the computer and all of those things, so that we might find ourselves seeing something that we don't want to see, that is harmful to our souls. And so it's better to really limit or cut off those things than it is to open up that door to temptation and see something which we can never unsee. See, that was Saint Jerome's issue, and that's what caused him to flee off into the desert. He would constantly be brought back to these temptations that he had in his youth, and he'd see those things all over again in his mind. And so he fled to the desert to live a life of penance and sacrifice to make up for his sins and to avoid temptations in the future. He went off there, and year after year would go by, and he'd still be brought back to these things. And he'd say that, "I fled out into the desert, and I can still see myself in the midst of all the pleasures of the dance halls of Rome." And he couldn't always escape it, so he continued to work at it, day after day after day, without ceasing. And he decided that finally, one of the great areas that he could continue in was his studies, and that this would be also not only something to keep him busy and occupied, but would improve him in the spiritual life, and also would be a sacrifice. So he took to learning Hebrew, and he did not like learning Hebrew one bit. But that's why it was such a great sacrifice for him. He knew it was good. He knew that a lot of the Old Testament scriptures were written in Hebrew, and so he wanted to learn it desperately. And so, but it was painful. It was very hard for him. He said, "I turned on fighting temptation by means of the study of that language." He said, "I turned to this language of hissing and broken-winded words. What labor it cost me, what difficulties I went through, how often I despaired and abandoned it and began to learn it all over again." And he never gave up until he finally learned it, because that's part of what it means to actually sacrifice something. Don't go part way in that, but to follow it all the way through to its end. And he did. And when he did that, now he knew these great languages, Latin, Greek, Hebrew, and he went and applied it to the scriptures. And he started reading and studying the scriptures in depth and different commentaries on them. And he was commissioned by the Pope to translate all of the entire Bible into Latin, and he did, not just once, but several different times. And you can think of how big the Bible is. Now imagine taking that from all these different languages and translating it word by word and writing it all out by hand in a new language. A new sacrifice for Saint Jerome, a new thing to offer up to God to fight against temptations. Not only the things of his past, but the things there before him. Sometimes he would have the temptation to have a very hot temper. He could say some very, he could lose his temper very quickly, and he knew that, and he ought to always be constantly fighting that and by his penance and prayer and sacrifices. And so he not only wrote out the scripture in Latin, but he also did various commentaries on the book, because he had studied it so much, he knew the scriptures very, very well and the meanings of the more difficult passages. And he also wrote letters fiercely combating those who went against the faith, who went against the faith and who fought it, the heretics that were out there. He didn't let them in any way get away with the things that they're doing, just like we should never let heretics get away with anything. And we should always fight that good fight for the faith. So Saint Jerome did the same. And for us, in our spiritual life, most importantly, we can follow his footsteps as well. We should offer up prayers daily. We should be prayerful all the time. We should offer up little sacrifices. We should flee from temptations when they come to us, like Saint Jerome did. And one great thing to take from Saint Jerome is we should all do spiritual reading. And we should do spiritual reading all the time. It's a great source of grace for us. We learn and we can grow from that. We can learn about lives of the saints and see how they did the things that made them saints in their lives, and we can follow their virtues. We can learn from the different types of history of the church. We can learn from the spiritual readings that we do about prayer life. We can learn from so much in that way. We can gain these great things which television and video games and the rest of those type of entertainments will never give us. Those things will never get us one step closer to heaven at all. But if we make good friends of the saints by our reading, and we make good friends with the modes to get us to heaven by those books, then, like Saint Jerome, we might have to do a little penance in setting aside that time, but it will help us to get to heaven one day. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.